He says, if you're, Paul's talking to the Galatians, if you guys get into adultery and fornication and covetousness and drunkenness and all these things he lists all, he said, I'm going to tell you as I've told you before, he that lives like this shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And who's he talking to? Christians.
Exactly.
It's scary, isn't it, Steve? Especially for one of those guys that believes in eternal security, that you can go anything and do anything you want to do. No, that does not form you to God. That's right. That ought to be a red flag. But you know, so many people are not willing to spend time with God. See, just like Dave tells me, he said, you know, I used to read the Bible a little once in a while, but I never heard this concept about sickness, sin brings on sickness until I got healed myself. And when I started reading the Bible, he said, now I don't know where I was. He said, now then I can find it in any chapter, almost on any page of the Bible. And I said, well, the difference is you read it. You know, you read it. You know, I ask the question often, how many people, and in fact, let me ask that right now. How many people, hold up your hand if you've done this, have read the entire Old and New Testament completely through every word at least one time? Now, see there? Now, see, the some have not. Some have not. Yeah. Now then, I guess I could put it this way. How many of you read the New Covenant at least 50 times? Hey, praise God. I have too. There's parts of it I've read, I don't even know how many times. I really can't hold my hand up on that. I've read the New Testament so many times and parts of it so... I've listened to 1st and 2nd Corinthians for 6 weeks at a time. You know, just over and over and over. I got in the truck and I'm driving and I'm listening to 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Or then the next week I listen to Galatians and Ephesians over and over and over and over and over. I don't know how many times I've listened to the Bible. I don't know how many times I've read it. I have no idea. Some of it, many, many times. You know, but guess what happens? Every time I read it, listen to it, I hear something else that I thought... Back that up. What did that say?
Amen.
How did I miss that? You ever done that?
Yes, sir.
Sure. You know, that revelation, when you get a revelation from God, from the Word, it's amazing what He does. Now let's go to chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Start with verse 1 through verse 16. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now this is the way every preacher should come to you. Now, some people have told me I needed to listen to some people that have told me I need to kind of do a little bit of sharpening up on my English. And maybe I do need to sharpen, because I do not have a PhD in English. And that's pretty obvious. But God honors my speech.
Amen.
Paul, although he was well educated, he said, and brethren, when I came to you, I came not with an excellency of speech. In other words, I'm still one of those boys that says, you know, directly we're going to do this, you know, or yonder, or, you know, you all, you know, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm sorry. Just like Ernest, I think about those black boys up there the other day that helped me pour that slab. They called me Rev. You know, I never heard nobody call me Rev. You know, one of the guys, he said, now, you guys be careful what you say. This guy's a Rev. What's that? Oh, I thought a reverend. That's what he's trying to say. And so I had never heard anybody call me Rev. And so we got there with this concrete, and I'm pouring this concrete and running this big boom. This thing's sliding, throwing me all over the place. And we get about a third of that slab poured. One of them stops. He says, Rev, you going to preach Sunday? I said, sure, I'm going to preach Sunday. He said, after what you're doing here today, if you finish this job, he said, every bone in your body will be so sore tomorrow, you won't be able to preach Sunday. I said, son, there won't be a bone sore in my body nowhere tomorrow.
Amen.
But see, that boy, he didn't know what I'd learned yet, had he?
What you do.
He didn't learn. He had not learned the power of the Word of God and His spiritual promises. But these boys, we had a lot of fun with them boys, didn't we, Dave? We had a lot of fun with them. But he said, but when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech. So a lot of people speak different ways. Are of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
Now, if you know Jesus Christ and Him crucified, If you know that and you understand what that did for you, you're on the right spiritual path. You're on the way. Many people don't know that. I thought to myself as we're sitting in the, maybe it was in the lobby, I don't know where it was, somewhere in the last few days traveling, we've seen a lot of television. You know, you sit down in a hotel in the lobby, television's everywhere. Some program, CNN or whatever, and I saw him come on and says, there's something about this guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code. Said 40 million copies of this book have been sold. And I thought, what a shame that Jesus Christ had fathered a child and 40 million lies have been sold. If the people that spent all the time they read, studying, reading the Da Vinci Code, if it had been reading the Word of God, they would have known. You know, and people just tell me, here, I got a book for you to read. I said, don't bother giving me a book. I have the book. And I don't need any other books. I learn everything I learn from the book. So I don't really care about what you think about God. Now then, everybody's not there. I know that. And I've had a lot of people in my life ask me to write a book. And maybe someday we will. I don't know. But at this point, if you're willing to get in the book and study it, that's all the book you need.
Amen.
But spend more time in it than anything else. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Verse 3 and 4. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Wow. Now then, if every preacher could do what you guys do, you know, I'm looking at these guys back here now in this row right back. We got some new men that's coming to our church here now. And these guys right here, especially this one right here and this one right here, this young man right over here and this young man right here, they was in Korea together years ago during the Korean conflict. Oh, it was right after the Korean?
1981-82.
Okay, 1981 and 1982. Okay, they were over in Korea, and I told them, I said, when all the other guys are trying to run around to have sex with the Korean girls, these guys are in the stores telling those Korean girls about Jesus and laying hands on them and seeing them get sick.
Amen.
And he was telling me about a girl that come into one of the stores they was in that had an arm that was all deformed, that couldn't straighten it out or nothing like that. And they prayed for that girl. And after they prayed for that girl, that arm straightened out right in their presence. And then she started shaking or something with a hip or problem and had been in an accident or whatever. And this little Korean girl, her arm become normal, her hip become normal, and they prayed for her in the name of Jesus. They got that girl saved. And that guy that in the store that used to sew stuff, when they were in the store, he could see. He had run back in the back and sold like crazy while they was there. They didn't understand it. One day they asked him, said, what is this? And he said, well, I don't know what it is about you guys, but when you're in here, I can see. When you leave, I can't see. He had cataracts real bad. What is it that caused that? It was the anointing of God upon these two men. When God showed up, the devil left. And then they left there and went back there years later. And this little guy come running to them, remembered their name, said, let me take you for a walk. And he took them around the block and showed them 150 homes and families of everybody on the block. That girl got saved because she got healed.
Amen. Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Now, that's what I'm telling you. That's two young men back in those days that was about the king's business when it was over there in a foreign country. Amen. And that's what every young man should be about.
Amen.
Is the king's business. Wow. You know, when you get to see God do those kind of things, them's the kind of men God's looking for.
Amen.
He's looking for men that believe Him, that'll walk holy in His presence. Because when that little Korean girl got healed, she told everybody on her block who did it for her, and she convicted them and convinced them by the Holy Spirit, and the whole block of over 150 sets of families and people got saved.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, she was a little girl. She had been blind and deaf also. Deaf mute. And she had gotten healed that day.
Everything.
Amen.
She was blind and deaf.
No, she was a deaf mute.
Oh, she's just deaf.
Yeah,
deaf. Deaf and couldn't speak.
Deaf and couldn't speak. Mm. And all that was healed.
All of that was healed.
Ooh, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I know these two guys were some big TV evangelists. That's who they were. No, they were just two young men that went over there doing the Lord's work. That believed Jesus. Is that right?
That's right.
That's all it took. Men that believed Jesus. Now then, these are the spiritual blessings that God has given us. How many spiritual blessings did God give us when we got saved?
All of them.
See, they picked up on it. They learned about some of these things. They learned to lay hands on the sick and pray for them in faith in the name of Jesus. And they get to see God do great and wonderful things. God is looking for men and women that will believe Him. That's all He's looking for. Isn't that right? The King's looking for somebody He can be used. So, anyway, when Paul said, I was with you in weakness, these two boys was there in weakness. But who went with them?
Jesus.
When Jesus goes with you, when the demonstration of the Spirit's power shows up, and a little blind Korean girl that can't talk, that can't hear, and has got a crippled arm and a crippled leg, and she's totally made whole right in the presence of everybody, and you tell them it was done in the name of Jesus, you can get people saved.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Isn't God good, Ernest?
It's good.
Oh, God, it don't make no difference what you are. You can walk in and you can talk to them people that are Buddhists, they're Muslims, they're anything. But when you walk in with a demonstration of the power of the living God, I mean, they're not Muslims very long. They're not Buddhists very long. It will change them when you walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. And that's one of your spiritual gifts that's available to you if you'll just believe it. I mean, you know, Jack sitting right there across the aisle from you guys, you know, he's just learning these things and he's just starting to pray for people and already he's beginning to see God do wonderful things in people's lives. Hey, I mean, does it take a lot to get to see Jesus do some little things? No, all you got to do is just obey Him. And do something in the name of Jesus. It's just so wonderful. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. After 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.